Russell Brand's journey from self-destructive celebrity to thoughtful father reveals a profound truth. We all need guides to navigate life's complexity. In a digital age where heroes are routinely exposed and torn down, Brand offers something radical, a vulnerable account of how we might still find wisdom by allowing ourselves to be taught. His transformation wasn't a solo achievement, but the result of mentors who appeared at crucial moments, each offering unique wisdom when he was finally ready to receive it. This journey reminds us that no matter how independent we believe ourselves to be, we are shaped by those whose wisdom we choose to absorb. We don't begin life choosing our influences. Our raw animalism is crudely sculpted by circumstance. Drives designed for survival thrash against screens and surge with sugar in our modern world. As children, we absorb everything like sponges, taking in both intentional lessons and unconscious behaviors, until adolescence, when we begin searching beyond parental boundaries. Brand's early influences came through organic, unplanned encounters. His older cousins introduced him to Morrissey's Poetic Rebellion, which led to James Dean's emotional authenticity and Oscar Wilde's brilliant social commentary. At 16, he sought his tribe in Bermondsey's Lost Boys, ordinary young men he needed to see as cool. At 19, he encountered the already deceased Bill Hicks through recordings, experiencing what he describes as bodily transference, a profound connection that breathed life into his artistic aspirations. When Brand met Chip Somers, he was still an ambitious addict using crack and heroin. Chip had been worse, intravenous user, imprisoned for serious crimes, giving him credibility in addiction's twisted hierarchy. Chip's essential lesson was that discussing feelings isn't optional but mandatory. Honesty becomes non-negotiable because recovery requires trust, and guides need your authentic self, not your curated version. Through vulnerability, Chip demonstrated safety and openness. Through sobriety, he proved recovery possible. When Brand read his life story to Chip, a therapeutic exercise demanding narrative commitment, Chip's response was devastatingly simple: "Poor, lonely little boy." This response both winded and liberated Brand, making him feel understood while freeing him from constructing false personas. After his marriage collapsed, Brand visited Meredith, an acupuncturist with a modest Zen-decorated room in North London. When he mentioned planning to cope through promiscuity, she challenged him. "What does it mean then, all this meditation, this program, this faith in God, if as soon as there is a problem in your life, you turn to sex?" Her question exposed his truth. His spiritual practices were merely aesthetic, abandoned at the first sign of discomfort. His true religion remained materialism, his God the ego. His desire for enlightenment was really just wanting to feel good. Though he initially visited for back pain, Meredith became a maternal figure, a channel for nurturing wisdom he needed in adulthood. During treatments, she would discuss Lao Tzu, Zen, the Tao, Caravaggio, consistently emphasizing that truth is deep, difficult, and requires persistence. Jimmy Mulville, a successful producer, sober over 20 years, from a working-class background, became Brand's guide through middle age. After a romantic delusion shattered during a holiday, Brand ran into Jimmy in an Indian airport. Jimmy gave him Robert Johnson's Inner Gold, a Jungian account of mentorship, how we give another our gold to carry or hold. Brand asked Jimmy to mentor him, and Jimmy agreed, never offering unsolicited advice, but meeting inquiries with personal experience. Jimmy's insights resonated deeply. Being human is a me-too business, we're all in the mud together, and next time you see the signpost that points in the direction of a destructive relationship, don't go in that direction. Through Jimmy, Brand realized he'd outsourced much of his life, making himself dependent out of fear of growing up. He'd selected doomed relationships with women, trying to satisfy religious impulses through practical dynamics. Instead of appointing females to complete him, he needed to access the female aspect within himself, an open relationship with his creativity, emotions, and wildness. Brand's venture into combat sports at 40 proved remarkably transformative. After moving to rural life, he rebuilt himself through Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu at Genesis Gym under instructor Chris Clear, titanium-skeletoned and quietly matter-of-fact. The intimacy required was initially uncomfortable. Being pulled about, crushed, and bent up challenged him psychologically. BJJ functions as cerebral chess while someone strangles you, demanding pattern recognition and strategic thinking. Through sparring, Brand experiences moments where BJJ exists as an independent entity channeled by subjugating the self. The practice teaches profound lessons about suffering, opportunity, passivity, aggression, and surrender. Mentorship creates a bilateral arrangement with space for an indefinable third component. Through mentoring others, Brand witnesses his own progress and sees his transformed worldview. The gratitude he receives proves healing, while the counsel he passes down, inherited from his own mentors, reminds him what he still needs to practice. He works with three young men from London's addiction support groups. Max needed help breaking a codependent relationship that led to crack and violence. Stan learned to view himself as someone who helps others rather than seeing people as resources. Marco, struggling with sex addiction as Brand once did, discovered possibility in artistic rather than carnal creativity. Being a mentor is entirely positive for someone whose natural tendency can be selfish. Hearing himself calmly offering solutions to difficult problems reminds him he's no longer his former self. He's in a state of becoming, guided by timeless principles rather than the demands of his hungry impulses. A humbling experience, being choked by another white belt, unlocked shame from his adolescence. He realized he'd avoided confronting physical vulnerability since boyhood, when he lacked proper male initiation and retreated into addiction. Chris created the safe space needed to face this underworld and reclaim lost parts of himself. Mentorship works best when you're awakened to your need for change, willing to learn, and have an explicit method to follow. With the right method and master, your willingness and surrender are all that's required for progress. Brand's mentors serve different functions. Chip guided him from chemical dependency. Meredith operates on a spiritual frequency. Jimmy provides unsentimental counsel. Chris teaches within a ritualized community. Bruce exceeds therapeutic limitations. Manya provides insight for his marriage, and Ama represents the possibility of relinquishing selfishness entirely. After rejecting his origins to survive and grow, he now sees he was born with everything he needed. His mentors have helped him accept who he is. A mentor baptizes the child and invites the adult. If you feel we live in a time defined by ugliness and meaninglessness, invite beauty and power into your life. Become willing to be taught, to connect to the invisible thread binding us all throughout time with love. In a world increasingly defined by isolation and polarization, mentorship offers a path back to connection, meaning, and growth. The question isn't whether you need mentors, it's whether you're ready to recognize them and receive their gifts. Who might be waiting to guide you, if only you would ask?